Hello, everybody. This is Joanna, and I promised you a special recording on the bullseye exercise from our Move with the Flow of Time module. So here we go. All right. So if you remember back to our Move with the Flow of Time module, we spoke about a lot of different pieces around time and a lot of different strategies and tools that you can use to help your clients have a better relationship with time, leverage time better to their advantage, use time more productively, not have time be such an enemy, all of that. We looked at inner tools, and we looked at some outer concrete strategies and tools. And there's one that I wanted to kind of, I didn't get a chance to really go deeply into, and this tool relates to prioritizing. So if you're not spending your time and your days according to what's most important to you, chances are that you're going to end up feeling harried, unsatisfied, disappointed, either with your life or the things that you're working on in your life. So, for example, if you or your client's number one priority is spending time with your family, but you're spending 60 hours a week at the office, then your life isn't reflecting your priorities. Or if you highly value spending time in nature, if that's a priority of yours, but instead you focus a lot of energy and time on social obligations in the city, then probably you're feeling drained and unsatisfied. Or if your work is truly about connecting with others and healing them, or helping them heal, but you're spending a lot of time in front of the computer, chances are you're not really feeling fulfilled. Your client isn't feeling fulfilled if they're in that place. Life is busy, and it can be easy for us to lose control of how we spend our time. We have a lot of obligations, all of us do, in this modern world, yet how we spend our time is the essence of our lives. And it's so important for us to tap into our inner wisdom, and it's so important for us as coaches, as Sacred Depths coaches, to help our clients tap into their inner wisdom so that they can know and recognize what their own priorities are and then create their lives and their time and their schedules around those priorities. Oftentimes, a big problem for people, and you'll see it in your clients sometimes, is that they feel unsatisfied in their lives. They feel like they're not exactly walking down the path of life that they want to. Like, they're not happy with what they're doing, but they don't realize that it's because they're doing on autopilot. They're almost like they've fallen asleep when it has come to decide how they're going to spend their time. They haven't made an intentional decision about how they're going to spend their time. They've just been on autopilot there. And we can help our clients get clear on what their priorities are. We can help move them out of that autopilot on how they're spending their time and into more intentional decisions so that they can feel more satisfied. Now, some people do know what their priorities are, but yet they still don't live their lives according to their priorities. And I've certainly had moments in my life where I've been guilty of that. the bullseye exercise that I'm going to teach you can also help those folks. The bullseye exercise is designed to help create awareness around priorities. So for the people that don't even know what their priorities are, it's great. But for the people that actually do already know what their priorities are, the bullseye exercise, it has a way of kind of like organizing it visually in black and white. And so even if they already know, it's like they can take the understanding of the priority and the commitment to the priority to a little bit of a deeper level, and then they may be more willing to actually design their time around it. So let me lay it out for you. It's really quite simple. And you can do this on yourself. So you take yourself through this process as I lead you through it. That's the best way to learn it. So I want you to take a moment and write down all of the things that are important to you in your life. You can do this in one of two ways. Let me pause here. So you can either focus on your life in general, or you can focus specifically on your work and business. So just decide which one you want to focus on, either life in general, including work, or just specifically work and business. And when I say write down all the things that are important to you, like, so for example, for me, if I were to do this exercise, it'd probably be good for me to do this exercise. I haven't done it in a year or two. But if I were to be focusing on my life and I were to write down all the things that are really important to me, I would be writing down things like spending time with my children, spending time with my husband, spending time with friends, focusing on my physical health and well-being and exercising, spirit and soul time, which would be for me, you know, journaling and ritual and that sort of thing. Work, right? That would fall in there too. Right now, we're really up-leveling our home, so that is something that would go onto the list. You know, working on my home and all the details to really make my home the way I want it to look. I take voice lessons, and I wouldn't mind practicing in between lessons. I haven't been practicing, right? So I would put, you know, my voice singing on that list. What else would I maybe put on that list right now? I know there are some other things. Oh, I'm spending time with my parents and my extended family. Cultural arts, travel, right? So that would be some of the things I would put down for work. And the first thing you want to do is just like what I just did, brainstorm, right? Brainstorm out those things that are important. Now, if you're focusing just specifically on work, because a lot of times people need to prioritize what's happening within their business or within their work, so you can also, for yourself or when you lead your client, not look at life in general, but focus specifically on work or on your business, right? So if I were doing that, for example, for my business, then I would be writing down things like client session time, responding to client emails, time to write copy and marketing, time to develop curriculum, time to teach groups, time to work on administrative pieces in my business. And then I would also add, newsletter is one of the things in my business, right? Write newsletter articles. And then I might, you know, also get to some things that I haven't been making important in my business, but I always kind of feel unrequited because I'm not making those things important, like doing more Facebook videos, Seeing if I can get onto more podcasts. What else might go on the list? I'm not sure. That's all that comes to mind right now, right? So those might not be the things for you. Use law of adaptation. So pick life in general or just your work. Another priority for me with work is just team, my team, right? And making sure everybody on my team is set and happy and feeling connected and all of that. So pick either life in general or work in specific. And write down all the things that are important to you in that area. And that includes the things that you're getting to right now. And then the things that you're not getting to that feel like, oh, I really wish I could be getting to them. I'll give you a minute for that. Hobbies might make their way onto this. Side projects, sports. Get as specific as possible. You may even want to write out the names of particular friends or groups of friends if that feels aligned for you. I know, for example, for me, I'm really good at being more in touch with certain groups of friends or certain friends than others, but I may feel unrequited that some are in and some are out, right? So you might want to get specific there. Write out specific hobbies or elements of self-care. Maybe you're not writing out, maybe it's not that self-care is its own category, but maybe there's yoga and then there's taking baths and there's, I don't know what, getting manicures, right? Whatever it is. And as you do this, pay special attention and write down true priorities. So this is one of the important pieces for you and for your clients. You want the priorities that are really connected to your heart and not the have-tos or the shoulds. We've already looked a lot. We looked at this when at our main time module, but we looked at this way back when. Also, in questioning and strategizing, right? We don't want have-tos and shoulds on this list. So, you know, even as I say that, I realize for myself, I was mentioning the podcast thing before, that's a should. That's not totally really connected into what my heart wants. So take another moment with that. Even if it seems like silly or, ugh, I would never have time for that, you know, whatever that thing is, I'd never have time to take voice lessons, right? That's what I said to myself for a long time. Never have time, right? Even if it seems silly and you have no idea how you might fit it in, if it's a heart connection, just write it down for now. Okay, so what you want to do next is take out a fresh piece of paper and I want you to draw a bullseye and have the bullseye take up the full piece of paper, so or most of the sheet. So make 3 or 4 concentric circles on the sheet of paper. Make 3 or 4 concentric circles on the sheet of paper. Okay. You've got your bullseye. Okay, here's the next step. And I want to acknowledge that what I'm going to about to ask you next might be a little difficult, right? And of course, when you're working through this with a one-on-one client, or if it's even with a group, if it's not a recording like it is now, you can coach people through it. They're going to have some difficulty with the next step, possibly. Because I'm going to be asking you to make some decisions now about what's most important to you. So it can sometimes be difficult to decide of all the things that are important to you, that are heart, you know, connection things that you want to do. It can be hard sometimes to decide which are the most important. But we need to do that. Because if you don't make the decision for yourself about what's most important and what you're going to fight for to have in your life, then it's going to just be made for you by default or by chance or by someone else. You want to take control of this decision, of how you spend your time, right? You don't want something else to make that decision for you, even if it's a hard decision for you to make. So, all that being said, I want you to take a look at the list that you made, and I want you to pick your top two priorities out of that whole list. I want you to pick your top two, just two, of the whole list, and write those two things in the very center circle of your bullseye. And again, I want to acknowledge that this is, it's a hard thing to do, right? But for example, like if I had to, on that life list, if I had to pick the two most important things, and there's so many important things that I listed there, but if I had to pick the top two, it would be my children and my physical health, right? That doesn't mean I don't love my husband. That doesn't mean he's not going to make it somewhere else on the priority list and on the bullseye, but if I just have to be honest, and if I am in this place of knowing that it's better for me to make a decision for myself instead of the decision being made for me, then you know, it's hard. That's what I'm going to choose, right? So for you, what are your top two most important things? Put them in the middle circle. Okay. So then in the next circle, I want you to put the next two most important things that are on your list. On the next circle, write down the next two most important things. And then after that, you can pick the next three things and the next three things. Keep on, you know, putting them farther out in the circle. And then anything that's left over that didn't make it into those four circles, you can add to the very, very outer edge of the bullseye. So two in the middle, two in the next, and then three, the next three most important things, the next three more most important things. That's already 10 priorities right there. If there's anything else left over, it goes on the very outer edge. I'll give you a minute. So just keep on working through your bullseye. and take another moment. Okay. So, what you've got now in front of you is an ideal picture of how you want to live your life. The center is the most important. That's why it's central. And then next central and next central and next central, right? So we're starting to have a diagram of how you want to live your life. Now, here's something important that I want you to know. Just because something is in the center of the bullseye doesn't mean that in order for your time to be aligned, that you have to spend the most amount of time, let's say in any given week, on that thing. Just because it's in the center doesn't mean that you're devoting most of your time to it. But what it means is that's the thing that you're carving out time for the most. That's the first thing you want to make sure you put in your schedule so that it's there. And then go to the next circle and the next circle and the next circle. So back to my example, I put my physical health and my kids in the center circle. They are the top priority, even among all the other really important priorities. And I'll just tell you right now, I don't spend most of my time on my physical health, probably even on my kids. I put a lot of time in with the kids, but I think I may put in a little more time with work than I do with the kids. You know, they're at school most of the day, et cetera. But if those two things are in the center, then when I go to create my ideal schedule, either for the week or the month, right, and you guys already have that tool of ideal schedule, then before I put when my work hours are going to be into that schedule, before I put in when I'm going to be socializing, before I put my voice lessons in, before any of that, I am going to make sure that I have time carved out for my children and for my physical health. Let's say that's going to the gym. Those are the first things I'm going to carve out, not the most amount of time, but the first things I'm going to carve out. So where you want to go from here is either you want to work with an ideal week or an ideal month. I think an ideal week is less overwhelming than an ideal month. You want to write out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you're just focusing on work, it might just be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is. And maybe even, you know, have chunks of like hour by hour by hour by hour. And first thing you want to do is the first two things in the center bullseye, you want to create sacred time in the week for those things. You want to live your life according to your priorities so that you feel aligned. The priorities have to be in there, right? And then you're going to look at the next circle and then carve out time for those things. Some of those things may take up more time than the middle, right? Whatever it is, and then so on and so forth. Now, you may find, probably you will find, that you don't have time for the things on the outer edges. Or you may only get three rings out and you have no you have only time for the two and the two and the three. I don't want to tell you that now you're going to magically have time for everything in your life. This is about decisions, right? So if you only get so far and then there isn't any time left, you've got two choices. One is you can say, all right, I'm going to take some time away from some of the other things that I've already carved out in order to make a little more time for the voice lesson or whatever it is. That's what I did a year ago. There was never enough time. There was never enough time. But it was like it got to a point where I'm like, this is a priority. I moved it to like a closer ring, and I took away time from marketing to go to take an hour of a voice lesson every week. Maybe this next year I'll add in some practice time, right? So that's one choice, is to finagle with the time now. But here's the other choice, and this other choice is a very, valid choice, and it's a choice that I make often with things. The other choice is, you know, everything that I've set out so far, these are the most important things, and I've appropriated the right amount of time for each of these things. This is not the year for voice lessons. Or this is not the period of time where I'm going to be gardening. Or this is a moment where we're not going to renovate the house. Maybe that will happen another year or another season or whatever it is, right? Now, you might be saying, oh, so, you know, then I'm still not doing the thing. So what was the whole point of the exercise? Well, the point of the exercise is to recommit to the things that are priorities, put them in their rightful time, and then instead of feeling like you're doing something wrong because you're not making time for the things that are less priorities, you honor and accept that they're just lower on the priority list, and they're not going to happen right now. There's a lot of power in that acceptance, right? Instead of feeling like you're messing it up, feeling like I'm making this conscious decision, feeling like, instead of feeling like I have no control over this, you do, right? You're making the conscious decision to not leave it, to not put it on the schedule. If you don't want to make that conscious decision, then you go back and you finagle with the time. So I'll let you do the schedule part on your own, but for now, just before we wrap, because I think this is important for you and important if you're leading a client through this, I want you to just take a look at your bullseye for a moment. And look at what's most important to you and what isn't as important. Just really take a look at what you've created. What are you seeing here that's important for you about your priorities? So, for example, if you look at your life right now, are the things in the center and in the next ring, have they made it into your schedule? Or have you not been have you been prioritizing things on the outermost ring, but not in the innermost ring? What are you learning just from what we've been through so far? What are you seeing? So last piece, I just want to say, and I've said this to you before, I really use my calendar. I know not everybody is a calendar person, but I really use my calendar. I create my ideal schedule based on the priorities, the bullseye, and I use it. I open to my calendar all the time, and of course I'm not perfect. I don't do it perfectly. I bowl over some of the priorities sometimes, like going to the gym or, you know, whatever it is. But as when I at least look at my calendar every day, and I have it in my calendar and update it in my calendar, you know, all of that, I know I'll stick to like 70 to 80% of it, which I think pretty darn good. All right, so I hope that this was helpful, and I'd love to hear your takeaways on this in the Facebook group. What are you seeing and learning from the bullseye exercise? How are you seeing it might be useful for clients? And any questions you have on it. All right, I hope you enjoyed this. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.